went down to North Carolina.
我很开心。上个星期的时候，星期五、星期六的时候，我们去北卡。
And we went to a expository preaching conference.
我们去参加一个基督教基督的一个会议，是关于已经解经的。
It really reminded us that when we preach God's word.
这是特别的提醒我们，当我们宣讲神的话语的时候，
We really need to understand that what God is speaking, not myself or anyone else.
所以我们一定要记住，我们讲到这要讲出神的话语，而不是我们自己的想法。
So that reminded me to really when I prepare this, I hope that I'm trying to relate it to you what the message is all about in theActs chapter 9.
所以在我准备的时候，我盼望我能够做到的是把神在使徒行传第九章里的那个意思原原本本的讲给大家听。
In fact, the reason I choose the title today is obedience, the way to glorify God.
所以呢，我今天选择的题目是顺服，荣耀神的方法。
I believe that in theActs chapter 9.
我相信呢，在使徒行传第九章
，the focus is being obedient.
最重要的事情是讲对神的顺服。
Not only about Paul.
不光是关于保罗
，is also about Ananias.
也是关于亚拿尼亚。
In fact, I was just reading last week a little bit about that. He said that.If you go to the church or any individual who are taught by the Bible but not by the Holy Spirit, they do not see the truth as more important than their theological understanding.
所以上个星期我读书的时候读到这样一句话，说有些人只有浅显的圣经教导，但是没有被圣灵教导的教会或者个人，根本没有能够看到真理，比他们的神学理解更重要。
That's the whole purpose of exploratory preaching is all about.
这就是为什么我们要学习已经解经。
In fact, you know, if we are going to study, I'm sure that a lot of you are familiar with the Gospel of Matthew.
如果我们学习的话，大家肯定会很熟悉马太福音。
When Jesus was teaching, you know, on the Sermon on the Mount.
在耶稣基督给那个登山宝训的时候
，Chapter 5, 6, and 7，
第五、第六、第七章
，Jesus is teaching us that we are in the kingdom of God。
耶稣教的是我们是在天国里
，and our responsibility is to do exactly what he is saying。
我们责任是。完完全全的照他所说的去做。
And in that, you know, there's so much application that we have to follow and to obey.
所以那里面有很多的命令我们要来遵从。
God's word is not a suggestion.
所以神的话不是一个简单的建议。
It's not an information.
不是给你一点信息。
But it's the truth.
那是真理。
When the truth,will set you free and the truth will change you.
当真理给你自由的时候，真理会改变你。
And that's why when we study today, we hope that we will learn the truth as well.
所以我们今天学习的时候，我希望弟兄姐妹们能够学习到真理。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father God, we come before you today, Lord. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that have guided us and allow us to understand your word.We pray that we will be living the life truly as a light and salt for your glory and for your kingdom. Open up our eyes, just like you have opened Paul's eyes. Let us see your truth and let us live our life for it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The things that I want to quote here, you know, in the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verse 4.
在约翰福音十七章第四节。
And Jesus really praying to his Father, Heavenly Father.
耶稣向天父祷告。
He said, I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you give me to do.
他说我在地上已经荣耀了你，你交给我要做的工我已经完成了。
See, a lot of time we know that as a Christian, we talk about we are going to glorify God.
作为基督徒我们常常说起来我们要荣耀神。
But how to glorify God?
但是如何来荣耀神呢？
Jesus gave us the answer here.
耶稣刚刚给了我们这个回答。
Be obedient, doing the work that God asks you to do.
要顺服，要做神叫我们做的工。
And that's the way that we, each one of us, should be doing.
这是我们当中每一个人应该做的事情。
See, you come here to listen to God's word.
你到这里来听神的话。
I hope that you're going to take it home with you as well.
我希望你能把这些话语带回家。
Don't come here sleeping, okay?
不要到这里来打瞌睡。
Because this is God speaking to you through me.
这是神通过我对你来说话。
So now let's go and take a look at that. You know, Jesus calling Paul to make known his name of Jesus among the Gentiles.
所以呢，我先要跟大家讲的是，保罗门召要在外邦人中宣扬耶稣的名。
In fact, this is the turning point of the book of Acts.
这是在使徒行传里面的一个重要的转折点。
Bringing the gospel to the Gentile world.
要把福音传给外邦人。
That is the responsibility even for all of us.
这其实不光是保罗，还是我们当中每一个人的责任。
I'm sure that we are familiar with the Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20.
我们应该都很熟悉马太福音二十八章的十九、二十节。
I'm not going to repeat it, but I know that God, the Great Commission, is not only for the apostles only.
我今天不在这里复述那两节经文，但是我确信神的那个叫我们做的大使命，不仅仅是叫使徒们做的。
And that's why we're going to look at that. But see, in order to make known Jesus' name.In the world,
我们要记住，如果我们要让基督的名在世上能够被人知道，
we better know who our God is.
我们最好先要知道我们的神是怎么样的。
We better know His word.
我们需要知道神的话语。
We also have to know His truth.
我们也要知道神的真理。
That is the only way that you can make His name known.
这是你唯一能够让神的名被人知道的办法。
In fact, to do this is not an easy job.
要做这件事情不是很容易的。
Here, God gives us example what Paul had to go through in order to fulfill his calling.
在这里呢，神让我们看到，通过保罗，他要经过多少的苦难，才能够达到他的那个门召。
If we look at Acts chapter 9, verse 16,
如果看使徒行传第九章第十六节，
Jesus had talked to Ananias very clear.
耶稣对亚拿尼亚的话是非常的清晰的。
He said, "For I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name."
神说我要指示他，为了我的名他必须受许多的苦。
See, brother and sister, I want you to know that being a Christian is not a life, is peaceful, have nothing happened to you, only blessing.
所以我要弟兄姐妹们知道，作为一个基督徒不是一个风平浪静的一个生活。
Sometimes we will have to suffer for Christ's sake.
有的时候我们要为耶稣的名受苦。
Because Jesus has said, no student is better than the teacher.
因为耶稣说没有学生比老师更厉害。
If Jesus being persecuted,
他说如果我都被人来折磨，
so is his disciples.
所以你们学生们也会受到迫害。
Always remember that.
总是要记住这句话。
If you are being persecuted, being abused,
如果你被迫害被虐待。
Make sure that you receive the treatment not because of what you have done wrong.
啊，你要确信，并不是因为你做了坏事。
But it's because that you are doing the work that Jesus is asking you to do.
而是因为你是真正的在做神叫你做的事情。
Don't worry about how people look at you.
啊，不要担心别人对你的看法。
But realize that God knows everything.
但是要记住，神知道一切的事情。
Let's continue. In fact, I'm going to show you a little bit here in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 23 to 27.
现在我给你们看一看《哥林多后书》的第11章23到27节。
This is Paul explained to the church in Corinth.
这是保罗给哥林多教书，跟教会解释的事情。
Telling them that how he humbled his life for Christ's sake.
是讲他如何谦卑自己。来为基督侍奉。
I'm going to try to read it so that we know that. See, none of us has suffered to this stage.
我要读它是因为让大家记住我们没有一个人受迫害到这个程度。
But let us be aware of that.
但是让我们要知道。
Paul gave us an example.
保罗给了我们一个榜样。
So whatever we suffer is minor compared to his.
所以我们受的苦跟他比起来的话还是小得多的。
Okay, I'm going to read it for 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 23 and 27. If you want to, you can read it together, okay? Are they servants of Christ? I'm a better one. I'm talking like a madman with far greater labors, far more imprisonments, with countless beatings, and often near death. 5 times I received the hands of the Jews, the 40 lashes less one.3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 time I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I was adrift at sea, on frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, danger from robbers, danger from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, dangers in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers, in toil and hardship,through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure.
他们是基督的仆人吗？说句狂话，我更是。我受更多的劳苦，更多的坐监，受了过量的鞭打，常常有生命的危险。我被犹太人打过5次，每次40下减去1下，被棍打过3次，被石头打过1次。3次遇着船坏，在深海里漂了1昼1夜，多次行远路，过着江河的危险，强盗的危险，同族的危险，外族的危险，城中的危险，旷野的危险，海上的危险，假弟兄的危险，劳碌辛苦，多次不得睡觉，又饥又渴，多次缺粮，赤身挨冷。
See, this is what Jesus means that you have to carry your cross and follow me daily.
这就是耶稣说的意思，你要背起你的十字架，每天来跟随我。
See, Paul is the one that gives us an example how to live for Christ.
所以保罗已经给了我们一个榜样，如何来为基督而活。
Now we're going to come to this. You know, Paul's mission is to preach the gospel to the Gentile world.
下面第二点是说，保罗的使命是要把福音传扬到外邦人的世界。
See, what is the purpose of mission?
所以呢，宣教的根本目的是什么？
See, in fact, if you go to, let me see whether I have that. Okay, I'm going to just read the verse 18. So, to whom I am sending you, that's Jesus sending Paul, you know, in Acts chapter 26:16-18.Paul explained to us, you know, what he went through before he went out his missionary journey to plant churches and build up the kingdom of God.
所以呢，这个讲的是在使徒行传26章的16到18节，保罗得到的命令是如何来建立神的天国。
And Jesus saying to Paul, say, I am sending you to open their eyes.So that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sin and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. 后面的
是
红字呢？
红字的哦，差遣你到他们那里去，开他们的眼睛，使他们从黑暗中转向光明。
Isn't it interesting that you can see the parallel here? When Paul encountered Jesus, what happened with his eyes?
所以我们要看到一个最重要的一点，当保罗遇到耶稣的时候，他的眼睛发生了什么事情？
He was blind 3 days.
他眼睛瞎了三天。
Okay. And then when the scale came off his eyes,
所以当那些鳞片从他眼睛上掉下来的时候，
that he can see.
他终于可以看到。
He really know who Jesus is.
真正的知道耶稣是谁。
Likewise, he shared with us that he is the one that Jesus asked him to go out to open the eyes of the people so that they can see the light.
所以同样来说的话，保罗因为他自己现在能够看见，他也被耶稣所差遣到外面去，让别人的眼睛也可以看见。
Making Jesus known, the purpose is to cast out the darkness, to bring in the light.
所以呢，要让耶稣的名知道呢，就是要把黑暗除去，把光带进来。
We are as a Christian, we have the responsibility to bring in God's life in our life.
所以作为基督徒的话，我们要把神的生命带到我们的生命当中来。
Now, the preparation for Paul is very challenging.
所以呢，这个保罗的预备工作呢是非常有挑战的。
In fact, that's why we go back to Acts chapter 9, we can see a lot of things, and we're going to remind us of what we should do when we encounter challenges.
所以呢，我们要从 保罗的他的那个经历当中学会，我们会经历什么样的挑战。
We go back to Acts 9, chapter 9, verse 9.
所以我们回到使徒行传第九章的第九节。
But here, when you read that, it doesn't really think of, you didn't talk a whole lot about it, okay?
这一节也蛮简单的，好像没有讲很多的事情。
He said only 3 days he was without sight and neither ate nor drank.
他三天都不能看见什么，不吃也不喝。
But in fact, during that time, I believe that, you know, he is not eating because he's fasting.
所以呢，我相信在这个时候他没有吃喝，是因为他在禁食祷告。
Because the way that the Jewish tradition said when they repent, that is time that they will be fasting for putting their emphasis attention to God.
所以呢，根据犹太的传统，他们在他们悔改的时候，他们不吃饭，他们禁食，这样他们可以把所有的注意力都放在神的身上。
What Paul have experienced, he knows that is something out of ordinary, and it only come from God.
所以保罗的这个经历是不是一个普通的经历，而是只有从神才能有的一个经历。
And that's why he asked a question, "Who are you, Lord?"
所以他问的时候是说，主啊，你是谁？
And that's the time that Jesus answered, "I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting."
所以耶稣回答说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
See, when Paul encountered Jesus, right away he changed.
所以呢，在保罗遇到耶稣之后，他马上就改变了。
If we can look at Acts chapter 9 from 20 to 22,
所以我们看使徒行传第九章的20-22节。
See, for some days he was with the disciples at Damascus.
就是扫罗和大马士革的门徒同住了些日子。
See, right away when he realized that he knows who Jesus is, he started meeting with the church.
所以一旦他知道耶稣是谁之后，他就和教会的门徒们一起同住。
And immediately he proclaimed Jesus in the synagogues.
然后他马上就在会堂里宣扬宣传基督。
Saying he is the Son of God.
说他是神的儿子。
You see, his personal conviction make him so brave to start telling people about Jesus.
所以一旦他知道了真理之后，他马上就很勇敢的，把耶稣是神的这个事情讲给大家听。
Brother and sister, do you remember that when you first become a Christian, how excited you were? You were willing to share the gospel everywhere you go, seeing that the new life that is in you.
所以弟兄姐妹们，你记不记得你刚刚信主的时候你是多么的兴奋，你在随时随地的时候都愿意跟大家分享耶稣在你的生命当中。
But longer you become a Christian, the less you're so enthusiastic about sharing the gospel.
但是当你做基督徒做久了之后，你就失去了这样的热情。
But we're going to see the difference here. Paul is completely different.
但是这里是不一样的，保罗是不一样。
The more he know about God, the more he know about Jesus, he would do extraordinary thing, even suffer for Jesus' name's sake.
保罗不是这样的，他越知道神，越知道耶稣，他就越是愿意经历很多的苦难来宣扬神的名。
So he will go there, and then he will say that, and he will, let me go back to here, he say,Again, you go back to the turning the darkness to light, separating from the power of Satan to God.
啊，所以是要开他们的眼睛，使他们从黑暗中转向光明，从撒旦的权下归向神。
And that is the key thing for us to say.
这是我们的关键。
So now, you know, the thing that what Jesus have done to Paul.
这就是耶稣在保罗身上的工作。
We know that, you know, at that time, he is being trained by Jesus, just like the 12 disciples before.
所以呢，在这段时间里面，他受到耶稣基督的训练，就像原来的十二个使徒一样。
He spent 3 years in Damascus and Arabia.
所以保罗呢，在大马士革和阿拉伯一共待了三年。
In chapter 8, you did, chapter 9, you will not see that.
在那个第九章里面，本身你不一定看得出来。
But if you read Galatians chapter 1,
但是你如果读加拉太书的第一章的时候，
Paul explained to the church in Galatians what happened to him.After his conversion.
所以呢，在那个里面，保罗比较仔细的向加拉太的那个弟兄姐妹解释他转变之后的一些事情。
So what did he share with them?
所以他跟他们讲了什么呢？
See, if you look at this, you could find out that, and not only that, he started preaching in Damascus.
他在大马士革马上就开始传道。
And then he went to Arabia.
然后他去阿拉伯。
Now how long he stayed here? You know, we know that's around 3 years.
所以呢，他去了多久呢？应该是大概是三年左右。
But what he was doing there, you know, the Bible did not really tell us a whole lot about that.
他在大马士革和阿拉伯到底做了什么事情呢？圣经没有仔细的描述。
But a lot of people believe that there was a time for his personal reflection and a revelation from the Lord.
所以呢，但是大家都相信他在这个时候呢，他是重新的反思他所有的一些知识，然后在主里面能够得到成长。
I think that is important is that, like what I mentioned before, right away he know that the vision that he see is coming from God, and he know that Jesus is the Lord.
So
he can relate to himself what he's understanding from the Old Testament.
所以呢，他花这些时间来理解呢，他就能够真正的能够跟大家解释他在那个旧约里面学到的神的信息。
So when he went to Arabia,
所以当他去阿拉伯的时候
，I believe that that's the time that actually Jesus talked to him personally.
所以我相信在那个时候耶稣亲自的对他讲话。
In fact, if we study the New Testament,
事实上当你看那个新约的时候，
You know that a lot of truth, a lot of doctrines, everything, that he's the one telling us what a Christian should be doing.
其实里面有很多我们的根本的信条都是耶稣亲自讲明白的。
In fact, I'm sure that you're familiar. Later, I will do this. Every time when we took the communion, what do we usually read from 1 Corinthians chapter 11?
所以呢，等一会我们做圣餐的时候，我们就会从哥林多前书第十一章来读。
He said, for what I told you is that what Jesus related to him when they set up the communion.
啊，所以设立圣餐是按照主的命定而来的。
See, he was not in the Last Supper.
保罗其实不是在最后的晚餐。
But he received this, you know, from Jesus directly.
但是尽管这样，他那个圣餐的命令还是从主直接得来的。
See, that's why a lot of times I see he, I think 3 years in Arabia is a time that he really, really understand not God, not only from the Old Testament.But also the direct revelation from Jesus himself.
所以呢，在这个三年的时间里面，他不仅仅只是反思旧约里面的信息，而是直接得到了耶稣的启示。
The visions that he have seen, the message that he got, he have put it down all in writing.
所以呢，他得到的眼光，还有他得到的信息，他都把它写了下来。
That's the reason why we believe that the Bible.Is inerrant, is complete, and is good for teaching, preaching, correcting, and guide us in righteousness.
所以说，他才在提摩太书里面讲到这个耶稣，这个圣经是无误的，对于我们的教导，归正是有很大的益处。
And I personally believe that.
我个人相信。
God is not going to give us a new vision which he have not put it down in his words.
啊，因为圣经已经完全了，神是不会再给我们有新的看见，别的想法。
And I hope that we don't keep asking what is God's will for me.
所以我们要停止来问神对我们有什么意志。
That when we study God's word,
当我们学习神的话语的时候，
God is talking to us.
神已经在对我们讲话了。
See,A lot of time we pray.
很多时候我们祷告。
A lot of time we pray a lot.
有时候我们祷告很多。
But when we do not read God's word,
当我们不看神的话语的时候，
we don't have communication.
我们根本跟神没有交流。
Because when you pray, you are the one talking, but you are not listening.
这因为不知道神的话语，你祷告的时候只是自己自言而已，自言自语而已，而不是跟神在讲话。
See, that's the reason why we encourage every one of us.To spend time to study God's word daily.
所以呢，我真是要鼓励弟兄姐妹们，要每一天啊，真是阅读神的话语。
Allow God's word speak to you.
让神的话语对你
His life.
让神的话语对你讲话，所以你可以走在他的真理当中。
We're going to look at today's the next one is that now he returned to Damascus.
所以呢，后来又回到大马士革。
And again, we look at that in Galatians chapter 1 verse 17, and then he back to Damascus, and this time he's preaching more powerful than it was before.
因为他从那个阿拉伯回来之后，回到大马士革的时候，他的那个讲道就更加有力量了。
And that's the time that the Jewish people, actually those are Greek-speaking Jewish people.
这一下呢，当地的那些说希腊话的犹太人呢，
And they really want to kill him.
就真的是想要杀掉他。
And that's a time that you know, he's being lowered by the, in the basket and escaped from them.
所以呢，后来有人呢把他放在一个篮子里，从城墙上放了下去，他在逃走。
And later he went to Jerusalem.
后来呢，他去耶路撒冷。
Next, chapter 9, verse 26. This is the first time after his conversion, 3 years after he was in Arabia, before he went to Jerusalem.
所以，使徒行传第九章二十六节是保罗第一次去耶路撒冷拜访门徒们。
He went to Jerusalem is not to hear from the apostles about the gospel.
他去并不是向使徒们学习福音的。
I believe that he received all the messages that he had in Arabia.
啊，在那个时候，他已经得到了所有的信息。
What happened at the time when he went to Jerusalem church?
当他去的时候呢，教会的反应怎么样呢？
See, the church was not ready to accept him.
教会有很大的怀疑。
See, he was, you know, they heard about him, but they didn't see him.
大家听说过他的事情，但是没有见过他。
But 3 years later, now he's back to Jerusalem and he's trying to meet with the apostle.
3年之后呢，他突然出现在耶路撒冷，要和使徒们见面。
Even that time, he was not really accepted by the church.
就连在那个时候，他还没有被教会所接受。
But by God's grace.
但是感谢神的恩典。
Now that is a disciple Barnabas.
有一个门徒叫巴拿巴。
I'm sure you all remember that in Acts chapter 4.There was the time that introduced Barnabas to us.
你们是不是记得在《使徒行传》第四章的时候介绍了巴拿巴
？Barnabas is the one that his the name the meaning is that Barnabas is an encourager.
所以巴拿巴翻出来就是劝慰子的意思。
And he's the one that will take time to really to understand knowing Paul and introduce him to the church.
所以巴拿巴呢花时间来认识保罗，并且把保罗介绍给使徒们。
I believe that after this, that Paul have a chance to meet with Peter and James.
所以呢，只有在巴拿巴介入之后呢，保罗才有机会跟彼得、跟雅各见面。
Like what I mentioned before, you know, Paul did not hear the message from the apostles.
所以呢，要提醒大家，保罗并不是从使徒那里听到的耶稣。
But rather, he heard all this.Gospel directly from our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以保罗得到的是耶稣直接给他的教导。
So now he will continue to enter into the synagogue or the church.
所以呢，现在保罗呢就在耶路撒冷的各个会堂里面讲道。
Remember that at that time the focus of the preaching the gospel is first to the Jews, not to the Gentiles.
所以大家要记得，福音是先传给犹太人，还没有给外邦人。
Because his knowledge of the kingdom is so real, so realistic, and so accurate that people start rejecting him.
因为他对神的话语的认识是如此的深刻，当地的人开始排斥他。
In fact, he argued with the Greek-speaking Jews because he knew that the Old Testament is actually pointing to all of them, Jesus is the Messiah.
他跟讲希腊话的犹太人发生了激烈的争论，告诉他们说，旧约所有的经文都是指向耶稣基督的。
I do not know that whether I have shared with you before.
我不知道以前我跟你们分享过没有。
I hope that you know, if you go online, you can search for it. In fact, the 39 books of the Old Testament.
如果你们去查的话，39篇的旧约。
Every book of the Bible is pointing out to Jesus.
每一本书都是指向耶稣基督的。
Okay, if you are interested, I can give you a link or a reference for that as well.
如果你有兴趣的话，我可以把那个网站发给你看，这样可以自己学习。
So now, this time, it's the Greek-speaking Jews that are trying to kill him.
这回呢是讲希腊话的犹太人想要杀了他。
Now, if we could look at Acts chapter 22, 17 to 21.
所以如果我们看使徒行传22章的17到21节。
See, everything is made known to Paul by Jesus.
你就能够看到耶稣其实已经很多事情告诉了保罗。
And then he, when he shared that with his church, with the brothers and sisters in the church, they sent him to Tarsus through Caesarea.
所以呢，当他跟弟兄姐妹们分享的时候呢，他的弟兄姐妹们就通过凯撒利亚把他送到大树。
Brothers and sisters, we just look at this. The first time that when Paul is converted to know Jesus as the Lord and Savior.
所以弟兄姐妹，让我们来看，当保罗初次认识耶稣基督的时候。
He already knowing that his mission is to bring the gospel to the Gentile world.
他已经知道他的使命是要把福音带到外邦人中。
His training by Jesus it took 3 years.
然后耶稣对他的训练花了3年多的时间。
Before he can really be effective to preaching the gospel to the world.
这样他才能够有效的对世界来传扬福音。
I really want to encourage brothers and sisters in this church.
我要鼓励在教会的弟兄姐妹们。
When you come to church, you need to attend the Sunday school.
当你到这个教会来的时候，你必须参加主日学。
You will hear the word of God.
你要听到神的话语。
You go to prayer meeting.
你要去祷告会。
Make your wish be known to God.
你要跟神讲出你的愿望。
You need to participate in fellowship.
你要有团契交通。
So that you have mutual encouragement.
你这样才能跟弟兄姐妹们彼此鼓励。
That is the function of the church.
这是教会的根本的意义。
That's our training to preach the gospel to the world.
这样我们才能受到培训，能够把福音带给世界。
I believe that when we follow the book of Acts,
我相信如果我们能够按照使徒行传来做，
we will truly know that what is the mission of our church here in Charlottesville.
我们才能够知道我们教会在 Charlottesville 的使命。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father God, come before you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you for Apostle Paul, his commitment and dedication to preach your name, the gospel, to the Gentile world. Lord, we know that you have called us to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Now we are children of God. We have the privilege to know you.And it's also our responsibility to make your name known. Build us up, encourage us, so that we have the courage to share the gospel with others and also involved with the Great Commission. Guide us, protecting us for this week. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.